Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. We're diving deep into something we all experience at some point in life. Emotional pain. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of sadness, anger, or frustration? You know that feeling when life throws you curveballs, and it feels like everything is crumbling around you? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We've all been there, navigating the stormy waters of emotional turbulence. But here's the good news. Finding healthy ways to cope with this pain isn't just possible, it's essential for our well-being and growth. Today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that can help you weather those storms and emerge stronger on the other side. First up, acknowledge your feelings. This might seem obvious, but often we try to bury or ignore our emotions, hoping they'll just disappear. Newsflash, they won't. It's like trying to sweep dirt under the rug, it just ends up scattered everywhere. Accept what you're feeling, even if it's uncomfortable. Let those emotions wash over you without judgment. Remember, acknowledging your pain is the first step towards healing. Next, find healthy outlets for expression. Bottling up your emotions can be like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. Find healthy ways to release that tension. This could mean talking to a trusted friend or therapist, journaling, painting, playing music, hitting the gym, whatever works for you. The key is finding something that allows you to process and express those feelings constructively. Number 3. Cultivate self-compassion. When we're struggling emotionally, it's easy to get caught in a cycle of self-criticism. We beat ourselves up, feeling like failures for not handling things better. But here's the thing, being kind and understanding with yourself during tough times is crucial. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a dear friend going through a similar situation. Remember, you're human, and you're doing the best you can. Fourth, build a strong support system. You don't have to face emotional pain alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who listen without judgment, and who offer encouragement when you need it most. Connect with friends, family, or even join support groups where you can share your experiences and find solace in knowing you're not alone. Finally, don't underestimate the power of professional help. If you're struggling to cope, seeking guidance from a therapist or counselor can be incredibly beneficial. They offer a safe space to explore your emotions, develop healthy coping mechanisms, and work through challenges with expert support. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Think about that time when you were feeling overwhelmed by stress, maybe a major deadline at work or a challenging personal situation. How did you handle it? Maybe you reached out to a friend, took some time to relax, or even indulged in a little self-care. The point is, we all have our own unique ways of coping, and finding what works best for us is key. So, remember these 5 takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, find healthy outlets for expression, cultivate self-compassion, build a strong support system, and don't hesitate to seek professional help when needed. You've got this. Take action today. Even small steps can make a big difference. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. Leave a review if you found it helpful, or join the conversation on social media. Let's spread the message of hope and resilience together. And remember, keep driving towards your best self, one step at a time. See ya tomorrow for another dose of motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.